They rose up to guard their ancient rights, the barons did, and forced the king to sign this particular document. It didn't grant anything new. It was merely a statement of what already was. What we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights of individuals. These rights had been handed down from one generation to the next orally. The Magna Carta signified a transition from orally transmitted rights to those written down for posterity. Some of the key rights identified in this document were: no tax can be imposed except by common council of the kingdom. Fines are to be according to the degree of the offense. Personal property cannot be taken without the consent of the owner. Witnesses are needed for the indictments against individuals. No death sentence, imprisonment, dispossession, or banishment without due process of law. Now, why were these traditional concepts upon which England operated? Where did they get these ideas? Back in 1965, a scholar named Helen Silving wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on legislation that brought to the light the basis for the Magna Carta. Here is what she wrote. An old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which it was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. In this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and the law. Our rights come from God, friends, not man, an idea rooted in the Bible which has dominated Anglo-American thoughts. The roots of the foundational document are found in the Bible. It is remarkable, indeed, and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reactions to the Bible, that this has passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. Whatever influence Greece and Rome had on the development of Western civilization, there was another influence far greater: the biblical foundation laid for centuries after Greece and Rome had disappeared as empires. It was this foundation primarily that guided the thinking of the American colonists as they fought the battle of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. The interests of the common man were hardly apparent in the minds of the men who brokered the agreement, but again, there are principles expressed in Magna Carta that resonate to this day. During the American Revolution, Magna Carta served to inspire and justify action in liberty's defense. The colonists believed that they were entitled to the same right as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in Magna Carta. They embedded those rights into the laws of their states and later into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Folks, we're going to break into the Magna Carta today, and we are starting in 3 seconds.
Did you know that violating the oath of office is a federal crime? As a matter of fact, violating an oath of office or employment generally invokes a combination of administrative removal, civil penalties, or criminal prosecution under federal statutes. In the context of federal employees, the combination of 5 U.S.C. and 711 loyalty and striking requirements and Executive Order 10450 mandates the removal of individuals who advocate for the overthrow of government or belong to organizations that do so. So in other words, friends, they're there to uphold the law, not to tear down the law. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? John Quincy Adams, speech on Independence Day.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to let you know, folks, yesterday, man, I'm telling you what, at church, I preached for 3 hours. I gave it my all. I mean, I gave it my all. And we were talking about something that we started last Thursday here on the radio program, and I just brought it over onto a three-hour sermon concerning yesterday. And I'm just thinking of this right now, so just bear with me, friends. I'm just going to pull this up. And he was right when he said it, and I'm talking about the 16th president's legislature, and I'm just thinking of certain words, keywords to break this up, and how the 16th president said that we are to preach. Folks, he was exactly right, how we are to preach from the pulpits. He said this, again, the 16th president, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit. How could it be otherwise? It's premised on the Word of God. In the year of our Lord, 1787, again, he said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in the legislatures. Of course, why wouldn't it be? Remember when Moses brought the children of Israel into the promised land, and though he was not allowed to go in, Joshua took them? What was the first thing they did when they took their possession? They made proclamation of the Torah, and all the people said amen. And pay attention to the fact that the curses were given in reverse of the way that we thought that they would be given. When they would say amen, when the people would say amen, they would amen the curses, not the blessings. Why? Because they knew that they were to be held accountable for upholding the law. So why wouldn't it be proclaimed in legislatures? That's our foundation, right? The 16th president goes on and he says, and enforced into the courts of justice. Wow. 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 Most people don't know that. I mean, when you go into a court of law, what happens? The judge comes in. By the way, when people stand up, they say the honorable so-and-so is coming in right now and everybody stands up. You know why they're supposed to stand up? It has nothing to do with the judge. It has everything in the world to do with the king of this nation. It's an honor of the word. You'll find that in Nehemiah 8, when the people stood up for the reading of the law. But when you go to court, what do you see, friends? You see them enforce the law. If someone commits the act of murder, what are they in court for? Why is the judge sitting there? That judge is there to discover the law and apply the law. What is it? The sixth commandment, thou shall not murder. Common sense comes into play. What is perjury? It's the ninth commandment, thou shall not lie. What is theft? That, folks, again, do you understand? Theft is what? Thou shall not steal. That's the eighth commandment. And so on and so forth. Committing adultery is a crime in this country. The laws haven't been enforced since 1944. Why? Because we haven't taken heed to what our forefathers established and what it is that the Lord taught us through our forefathers, namely the prophets, Ephesians 2:20. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on concerning the moral law of God, how those laws are to be enforced in the courts of justice. Folks, if there was no justice, there would be no courts. Do you understand? The law shows us what is right and what is wrong, Ezekiel 44:23, and without them we have no reference to right and wrong. No wonder why the nation is confused, friends. They've allowed a small portion of the people in this country, namely through the courts, the Supreme Court, those unelected bureaucrats, to do what? To override and to operate in an operation outside of the scope of authority that's been given onto them. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you because I really kicked it hard yesterday at church. And I'm going to do a little bit of that today. And we'll do it piece by piece because we're coming up on the 4th of July. And as I shared with you last week when we started this, most people don't even know what the 4th of July is all about. So we're going to get into that in just one moment. I do want to let you know that much of what you see in America today, and I've shared this with you a plethora of times, many of the said representatives that are put into position, friends, the politicians that you can't stand, that are running and operating antithetical to their sworn oath, which is a violation, they weren't voted in. And I continuously reiterate this point. They're not voted in. They're installed. I could do a whole show on just this, how the mainstream media puts these idiots up. And they're useful idiots. They have sold their souls out for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. And in the process of doing so, folks, what are they doing? They're showing you who they are when they get in front of the people. The mainstream media puts them up like everybody voted for them. When they get out there with the people, you see that the people oppose them. And again, I should do a whole show on this. A whole show because when they actually get the opportunity, the people do, to see these representatives that have been installed, it's interesting how they're shouted down or they're completely ignored. Here, I got one such take for you right here. You guys all know who Kathy Hochul is, right? That criminal from New York who took the place of another criminal who was an adulterer, that creepy former Governor Cuomo that used to wear bar earrings through his nipples, through his T-shirt. Just weird stuff. Weird stuff, but I want to show you again to prove the point that the people are not in support of these people, but it's interesting, they'll submit to them, although they know that they didn't vote them in. That doesn't make any sense, friends. That makes you a slave. That makes you a serf, and that's not how we're set up as a country. So I want you to check this out. This is Kathy Hochul at an outing. Listen carefully.
All right, Sarah, let's go.
Listen to her.
Let's go, Buffalo. Let's go, Buffalo. Let's go, Buffalo. All right, seriously?
No, nobody said a word. Nobody said a word, friends. Nobody said a word. And again, they want you to believe that she was voted in by the people. Again, I can spend all day highlighting these videos to show you just the opposite. When they face up with the people are not in support of them. Don't you think it would be a good idea to ask yourself, who voted them in? Because what I'm looking at right now is Kathy Hochul in front of a stage, an oversized stage, with her on it. Because, again, they want to give this huge presentation, but the problem is they don't have a field auditorium. There's not enough people there to fill it in, not even close. But even the people that did show up, they weren't in support of her. Listen, I want you to see it again, and I want you to hear it again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com before it's news.com.
All right, let's get this party started. Let's go. Let's go, Buffalo. Let's go, Buffalo. Let's go, Buffalo. All right, seriously? You want you're going to win a championship season with that kind of enthusiasm? Men and women of labor, you know what I'm talking about. Let's go, Buffalo.
I mean, folks, again, you can't make it up. But people submit to that. They submit to that. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a couple more before we get into our main topic. Why the Magna Carta? Well, I'll tell you what, the lesson that they didn't learn back then in 1215, it's because the church didn't learn the lesson back in the day under Samuel and 1 Samuel. I'll highlight that in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
You don't need the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content.
to change my life.
And it's all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers.
Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cats.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
Exactly.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, I'm Josh from Maribel. If you've ever wondered how to make sense of what's happening in our culture without losing sight of biblical truth, I'd recommend checking out Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's clear. Bradley puts in the work. He studies scripture, digs into the issues, and helps connect God's word to today's world. He has a heart for people, a love for our country, and a passion for sharing the truth. His goal isn't just to inform you, it's to challenge you to think biblically. Search the scriptures for yourself and stand firm in your faith. Check out the Sons of Liberty. I think you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, you can do that. Pro or con, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. During the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that the 16th president of the United States rightly proclaimed that we as citizens of this country are to study the Constitution, okay? And we are to let it be preached from the pulpit. Oh, there's lines between church and state. Nonsense. They're hiding behind their tax-exempt status, friends. Oh, and P.S., side note, that all came in about the 1950s under Johnson, because he wanted to basically censor any opposition. But to date, nobody's ever been prosecuted for doing so. So now what's their excuse? They're cowards. And they're the first ones to enter into the gates of hell where they belong, friends. 21 verse 8 of Revelations. But again, the 16th president, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpits. Proclaimed in the legislature. Why wouldn't it be? Again, they're the lawmakers, right? According and congruent to the law. We do a whole show on that. And enforced in the courts of justice. Without the law, there is no justice, friends. And that's why they've removed the law, because they want injustice to reign. They're creating anarchy so they can arbitrarily rule and getting your eyes off of the Lord and onto them, right? That's what they're doing, is creating dependency. And what they don't realize, it's a self-inflicting way to destroy yourselves. What did John Adams rightly say? Decadence follows luxury. Yep. And the Lord warned us of all of this in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 8, chapter 8 as well. Both 6 and 8. Don't forget me in your prosperity. Americans have forgotten the Lord in their prosperity.
So anyways, and then I highlighted the fact that I could do a show all day long with these said representatives. They're not, they're politicians, they're stooges, 1 Kings 13:33, that are installed to rule over a people in an unconstitutional, ungodly manner. And so I highlighted Kathy Hochul, who is the replacement for the governor, the said governor that was installed. And I'm talking about Cuomo, the creep. And they put her in place of him. And what does she do? She does the same thing he was doing. And the people in New York expect that somehow or another they're going to get a different result when they keep allowing the powers that are tolerated to keep installing these individuals. And the way they do that is they keep selling to the people that they're actually voted in by the people. And I played this audio, if you're just joining us, friends, where she was talking to the crowd and she was trying to get them worked up. And they said not one word to her. I don't think there was 500 people there. Folks, it reminds me of none other than, Hillary Clinton. When she was running for office and 22 people showed up. And how they have to manufacture these numbers and bolster these numbers because they don't have the support. Well, they rely on the fact that the people are going to believe their lies and do nothing. And that's exactly the result they get. And what's the result that you're getting, Americans, through your apathy and tolerance? It's not working out for you, is it? I just seen somebody online on live chat here, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. They said that they're running out of paid actors. Well, that's not fictitious. That is not too far out there, and that's no joke. Because even during Hillary Clinton's campaign, for those that didn't know, they on Craigslist were actually looking for paid actors to sit in as supporters of Hillary Clinton. And it's every cycle, folks, we find this stuff out. They want to cast into your mind that they're legitimate when, in fact, they're not legitimate in any sense of the word. So let me take it from there. I got another video here, audio for you. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, top left side of that page. And again, I do want to say that if you want to call in, you can, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4, 281-845-4704. I'm going to show you this individual again that they're trying to sell to the people that the people voted in. If it's not a Muslim, folks, it's a sodomite. And you need to understand the Muslims are riding the coattails, literally, of the sodomites, playing exactly, methodically, the same exact game. Playing the victim while they attack. Now watch this. And I'm not getting in. I'm not getting in between what's going on here. I just want people to hear this and see this. I'm going to show you a video of an individual, okay? They call them the left. Again, we know that that does not exist, right? There's only a right in this country. And the fact of the matter is they're trying to sell this individual, I have it up on screen right now, as a legitimate contender voted in by the people. It's got black hair. It's got blue hair. It's got these big, round, groovy, freaky glasses, something that you would have seen on some sort of joke or comedic show back in the 60s and 70s. Now they've legitimized them. Don't you understand, friends, they use these individuals, these baser sort, and they put them up as the standard for the people to go by? That's how you destroy a society, by accepting it. It's by the accepting of this nonsense that's destroying your country and your tolerance. But listen to this. I'm going to go ahead and play this. And again, if you could see this, do yourself a favor and see it. And again, if you can, it's okay. But it's one of the most ridiculous things that I've ever seen in my life. And to try to sell to me that these people were voted in, I say you're absolutely out of your mind.
Do not interrupt.
Don't you point your finger at me. Don't
I
be
will
a hypocrite.
Point my finger
don't
at
as
you.
As the show
then,
goes on.
You, you should be as upset about the 450,000 kids that were lost. You didn't say a word about it. For 4 years, you never said a word.
Mr. Secretary.
Could you put him in his place?
Don't yell at me.
You should
I'm
be put in your place.
Mr. Secretary, do not interrupt.
I mean, this is, folks, these are people that want to control your lives that can't even control their own lives. Just think about that. That's what you're submitting to in this country. A criminal mindset, a criminal syndicate. And again, they are the baser sort. Do you remember what Benito Mussolini said back in the 30s? He said, give me the scoundrels. They're easily controlled. And that's exactly what you have. And what are they doing, folks? They're gutting the pith and marrow of your laws that keep you free by empowering the lawless against you. I reiterate this, and I reiterate this, and I reiterate this. They use these small groups of individuals. They put them up that are decrying the fact that their rights have been violated, and they're victims only to find out the opposite is true. They're called political battering rams. The sodomite agenda, the Muslim agenda, now the man dressed as a woman agenda, all that which the Lord condemns. They're pulling them up and they're giving them a voice in the face of the masses, and the masses are accepting it. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a Christian people. It is holy and adequate to the government of any other. In other words, when you see what you see on the horizon and you tolerate it, you've got more of that coming. Oh, and speaking of what's going on in your country right now, as I just told you, that the Muslims are riding on the coattails methodically of the sodomite agenda, which is felonious activity in this country. And this one's treasonous, the one I'm going to show you right now. Matter of fact, cross-check me and go Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. But look what we're seeing now, folks. Breaking news by David Harris. Fort Worth ISD has named Shama, a Muslima, friends, Shama El-Zuba, as the new principal of Western Hills High School in Texas. In Texas. This isn't happening by chance. It's one of the things that I brought up in the past, and I want you to equate it to what's going on in your country today. In the state of Minnesota, they want you to believe that Minnesota is gone. It's gone to the Muslims. No, it's a judgment from the Lord, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And the Lord's saying, this is it. Either you stand up and obey, or you're done. That's what he's saying. Because his spirit will not contend with us all our days. Can you not see in front of you? Do you have eyes to see? But what I'm saying is, in the state of Minnesota, friends, they have 180,000 Muslims that have been imported on purpose as mercenaries in the 5th District, okay, and in Rochester. And what's interesting to note is the people from across the country are saying, oh, Minnesota's gone. They've been overtaken by the Muslims. Here, listen, do the math. There's 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota that are putting up with the leaving that the Lord told us to get rid of and mass deport them. Because they're not here to assimilate. So again, don't complain about what it is that you're tolerating. They're going to these states like Texas, like Ohio, like Minnesota, like Michigan, like New York, like that of California, in other states, and they're trying to infiltrate and overthrow with the use of these political battering rams. Hey folks, cross-check the law on me. And then you tell me who's breaking the law. Now they're starting to take these Muslims and make them principals in public high schools in America. But I've been telling you this for 20 years. And how many of you sat back and said, oh, that'll never happen? And now we're here. Now it's happening. 281-845-4074. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Margie from Minnesota. Margie, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, I shared a video of the Shakopee, Minnesota man approaching a Somalis that were coming to an open house in his neighborhood. Drove up in a fancy car with a realtor, a $400,000+ house, and he was calling them out. How can you afford this? You know, where's did you get your money from this or that or from walls? Or, and 80 views, Bradley, and not one person commented.
Yeah.
Well, and I said, well, what do these people expect? They're not here to assimilate. We don't want them in our neighborhood. What say you, my friend?
Well, they think they're going to run from the problem, and they're not. It's a problem they're not going to run from. It's the Lord that brought them. And I brought it up the other day at church. You need to read Amos 9. The Lord is very thorough in judgment. These people are being brought over here as a judgment upon the people because of their toleration of the said politicians. And I want people to think about what I'm saying right now. America, you're hated by foreign countries because what you allow politicians to do to their prospective countries. And in the process, it's like double jeopardy. They're just aiming at the American people. The people allow the politicians to do the things that they do to those countries. Those people in those countries then hate us. Then those same politicians or those that are up and coming behind them take office. And what they do is they finish the job. Then they let them loose on the people. Instead of the people dealing with the one, they allow the one to bring a judgment and a curse upon the nation as a whole. And that's exactly how
it
goes.
Bradley, and what? when they're done, excuse me for interrupting.
That's
when
all right.
they're done with these politicians and these Somalians, they're just going to get rid of them because they won't need them to control us.
Yo, that's right. But they don't realize neither that they're on the same boat. That's why we need to make sure that people understand that when judgment is done, if you look in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord used Nebuchadnezzar, and the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar was his servant. He was bringing chastisements and judgment upon a disobedient people, namely his people. And pay attention to the fact that he called him his servant. And after that, the Lord judged him. And we need to understand that it is full circle. Nobody's going to get out of it. And it's self-inflicting at every given level. I mean, look at a communist nation. What do? They keep bleeding the people, garnering more control until there's nothing led to believe, and then they self-destruct. That's what's happening here. That is judgment.
There because the people do nothing.
That is exactly right. And you know what? I wanted to high-five you too, Margie, because even last week when I had Mike Lindell on the show, it was interesting that you, my friend, were the only one to respond. You were the only one.
Well,
yet there's others complaining about it, but they were okay to complain about it, but not confront the person that they had a problem with.
Well, I'm on my fourth time reading the Old Testament, and you see over and over again where God uses people that don't really know what they're doing and don't want to get involved. And I think that's what's happening with Mike Lindell.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, it's funny that you'd bring that up because I as a matter of fact, was meeting with one of our said representatives in the state this morning. For anybody that says, what do, Bradley Dean? I'm doing my best to sow into these people. And in the process, that conversation came up because everybody, it seems that the Lord desires to use and he will use in spite of them. That is one of the first things that comes out of their mouths. I'm not qualified. Look at Moses. He said, I have an impediment in my speech. Saul didn't feel qualified. Gideon didn't feel qualified. He was from the smallest house in that particular province. And it goes on and it goes on. Look at the 12 stinky fishermen. Not a one of them was qualified. But the Bible tells us that the Lord is the qualifier, and he chooses the weak things of the world to confound that which is wise, and he chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the weak things to confound the mighty. And it's exactly what he does. And why does he do that? So no flesh should glory in his presence. It's about his glory, and that's why he uses people like us, Margie, and I praise God for it.
Yep.
Amen.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
I have found out that our city council here has snuck in a data center, and they're going to start with a building that's vacant and add on to it, and none of the people know. I'm going to take this on, Bradley, and talk about unqualified. I don't even have a high school education.
Yeah.
And praise God for this ministry because I have, and you probably know who they are, two women that are going to stand up and help me with affidavits and getting stuff done.
Amen.
Help guide me.
Amen. I want to respond to that off air, Margie. I totally appreciate you, kiddo. In Rochester, Minnesota, too, in the state of Minnesota, what they did is a school board meeting that just took place over the last couple days. They decided to remove Christmas and Easter as holidays from the school, and they implemented a holiday for the Muslims. Just wanted to make clear, you guys all know the direction that we're going here. And again, it all reflects the disobedience and rebellion and the revolters in this country towards God. We got Bob calling in from Texas, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Bob?
Yeah, Bradley, I've been up to Fort Worth ISD twice now. Just a 5.5-hour drive round trip. And, you know, I warned them about Article 2, Section 4, and Article 3, Section 3, and Article 4, Section 4, you know, the guarantee against invasion.
Yeah.
And any of these guys that aid and abet an invasion are guilty of treason.
That's right.
The people that are coming here to subvert us.
Yeah. And you know what? If I can just add this, because I feel like I'm getting an answer back. Well, people will say, well, we're conservatives, and we're talking about who's responsible for that. No, you're not. You're talking about those that have been appointed
that have been led to believe that they're there fighting for your God-given rights, but they don't fight for your rights. So at the end of the day, you're the responsible party, and because you haven't taken responsibility, you get these frauds called politicians promising to do what it is that they don't do, as I just said. And because that you fail to take responsibility for what's going on, that judgment, when it comes and it sweeps through, that tsunami comes in, you're a part of that. You're going to be taken with it. And that's what people don't understand until it happens. And therein lies the problem, Bob.
It's either us enforcing the law to punish them, or the Lord's going to do it.
Exactly. Or he'll punish us for not doing what he commanded us to do. And that falls to the people as well, Bob, because the Bible says those that love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, we're the ones that are supposed to keep the commandments, and we don't do it begrudgingly. We do it willfully. I mean, if anybody sees someone on the horizon that means to take over their land, don't you think a little common sense would come into play and say, I need to defend myself and enforce myself concerning the laws that we have against these invaders that mean to conquer us? The American people, for the most part, don't even have enough common sense to understand that, Bob. And I'm not diminishing the people. I'm not demeaning the people. I'm talking about the people that do nothing about what's going on but complain and tolerate it. And that's the problem, and those are the ones that I'm speaking to right now.
It's all about surrendering to the Lord in our weakness and letting him lead us to his word and his victory.
Amen. To the degree that we are yielded to him is the degree of power that we have by him. And that is exactly right. Bob, I appreciate you, guy, very much. We got Jim calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Saying my brother from another mother is Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Okay, I'm sorry. They must have heard that wrong. My bad.
That's no problem. In 2014, I was working a commercial company, and we was going through the central northwest hooking up pump stations. And we come through Rochester, beautiful, beautiful, old world city from the 40s and 50s, brickwork, gorgeous. Got about midtown, and it looked like we went into a different world. The dead center of town was nothing but a bazaar.
Yep.
They had two blocks completely roped off. Nobody, no cars or nothing. Everybody was walking where they were going. And it looked like something out of the Middle East.
Yep. And I suppose...
And so when you said that about them giving the Muslims a special place in the schools, I'm like, I got to call. I mean, yeah, this has been going on for, let's say, 14 years now.
Yeah.
And nobody's tried to stop it.
I remember seeing this back in the late 90s over in a particular area in the state of Minnesota that something very peculiar was happening, and we noticed a lot of these people coming from the Middle East, namely Somalians, and nobody could really put it together up until Ellison was planted. Ellison's from Michigan, and then he came in, and he sold out. He was raised Catholic. He gets to Minnesota, and then he calls himself a Muslim. He takes on a Muslim name, and then he begins to sell out to people. But the problem that we're having there, and I have to insert this into this conversation, they still didn't have enough Muslims in that particular area, the 5th District, even to vote him in. So, again, we're being sold out by our own people, and that's what's happening. And Jeff, I'm sure you know this, but when you look at Scripture, when you sell out, you're an infidel, you're treacherous in your oath towards God. That means you're unfaithful. He's gonna turn around, and he's going to put the same kind of people above you the way that you've responded to him in his goodness, namely his mercy and his grace. And that's what we're seeing.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Yep.
It was 2 months ago in Knox City.
Do you want me to hold over, Jeff, or do you want to
call the prayer?
Hang on, Jeff. I got a hard break coming up. Hold up, my friend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm pulling up KIMT Channel 3 concerning how they just added Eid al-Adha to a school calendar in Rochester so you can see it for yourself.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I've always promised you that when you want to make it your show, it's your show. So, again, you got one more segment. We may as well just kill it with callers. 281-845-4704. If you've never called in before, we love hearing from you again. We're not here to appease. We're not here to please. We're here to tell the truth because we understand that truth makes us free, John 8:32, and we're going to continuously preach that. And if you're offended by that, go ahead, give us a call, but make it legitimate, okay? If you're insincere, you're going to get it. If you're sincere, you're going to get a sincere answer. So 281-845-4704. I'm going to get Jeff back up here from Tennessee. Jeff, I did not mean to cut you off so quickly. We had a hard break come up on us. So go ahead and pick it up from where you left off.
That's no problem, brother. Like I said, they had a call to prayer in downtown Knoxville. And there were about 500 maybe showed up. But, of course, the media made it seem like there were like 15,000.
Exactly. Guys, yep.
You know, and try to make it look bigger. But it's that old salesman trick. Get your foot in the door, you're going to get in the house.
Yep. Hegelian dialect.
And that's what they're doing.
Yep.
They're getting their foot in the door, making it seem like everything's okay, and then next thing you know, you've got 20,000 of them.
Well, and that's what they aim to do, because once they get at 20-25%, then what they do is they call for jihad. And if anybody thinks that what me and Jeff are talking about right now, that's all you have to do is look to Europe. That's all you have to do is look to the UK. That's all you have to do is look at these countries where the said globalists were allowed to continuously rule the roost with their little installed useful idiots by alluring these people into these prospective countries. And what do? They use a system called Cloward Piven, or Piven, however you want to say that. And what they do is they break the financial system. So what they do is they come in, like in America, 91.4% of the Muslims that are here in this country are on welfare, food stamps. And people want to know, like Margie was talking about, they come up, they pull up to these houses and they have these brand new cars and this, that, and the other thing. Well, it's your said representatives, like in the state of Minnesota, we have Tim Walz and Ellison and all these other crooks and their cronies that are actually dispersing stolen money and reallocating our tax dollars over to these individuals to empower them to rule and to take possession of what it is that we have. It's exactly what's being played out right now in front of us. And it's not difficult to understand. You deal with the corrupt politicians and you shut the door. The people vote the people in that are supposed to be there, the ones that they vote in, put them in office, and they do their job. And if they're doing their job, they're going to deport these individuals that mean to conquer us. And we're seeing just the exact opposite from the top down. Are you still there, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, and Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing. I mean, like I said, we rode through Rochester in 2014. I'm like, it was culture shock.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, you know, and then next thing I know, in my backyard,
yeah,
here it comes.
Okay, so you're seeing us. I'm sorry. So you're in Tennessee, and you're talking about now, obviously, Knoxville, Tennessee. So you see them being put into key positions geographically, and where there would be the most opposition, that's where they're actually testing the waters with the Muslims by bringing them into the country to see how their people respond to it. How are the people responding in Tennessee? I'm curious.
It's like Minnesota. You got a mixed bag. You've got those that know that are screaming with the top of their lungs, and then you've got those that are like you can't judge.
Yeah, right.
You can't judge nobody.
Yeah, I haven't. With all due respect to the truth of the matter, I haven't met anybody that's stupid yet, Jeff.
And it is. You're on your way down here.
Yeah, I am, and I'll see you next week, as a matter of fact. But here's the point. I've noticed that individuals that are advocating for these foreigners to come in and conquer their own countries, I have seen people take to the streets and confront them and say, so are you for all of these individuals coming into America from Somali or other parts of the world where we know that there are sworn enemies? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We want to welcome them all in here. We're not here to judge. I've seen this, okay? But we're not here to judge them. We're here to love them. And then what will happen is these truthers will then ask them on camera, is it okay then if we have them basically bed down with you somewhere in your home? Are you okay to house them for a certain amount of time? And they're the first people to say, absolutely not.
Well, let's just say we've had two
hypocrites
mayors in Knox City that are both lesbian.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. As I said earlier, they're riding on the coattails of the homosexuals, the sodomites, the lesbians, those that the Lord condemns. Our laws condemn what the people are given a pass to. And because the people don't enforce the law, what's happening? Judgment goes right through that. And right behind the sodomites, here comes the Muslims that mean to conquer. And not only conquer, but they're also the same people that want to execute the sodomites. Just ask them.
Well, let's just say it comes back to bite them in the tail.
Yeah.
Because the last 2 years, the gay pride parade that usually went on Merchant Street in Knoxville has been canceled because they can't get a permit.
Yep. People need to stand up, Guy, because if the older people don't stand up, the kids are going to have to, and we see that happening. And it's not really for them to have to do it. It's for us to do it. So we need to take responsibility. Jeff, I totally appreciate the call. Thank you. And we'll see you next week, my friend. We got Dan calling in from Indiana. Dan, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, friend. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
I'm just calling to thank you and Tim and your families for what you do.
you are helping reveal the things that are going on in the darkness. Like we're told in Mark 4:22, Luke 12:2. I just want to thank you. I really appreciate the learning you're giving us all. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dan. And Dan, let me say this back to all of you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for keeping us out there so we can do our job. This is our ministry. We are called to be the light that reproves the darkness. Ephesians 5:11. Isn't that our job? You had brought up Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Is it not the mercy of God that's bringing these things to the light through the church for those that are faithful servants that deliver souls? Absolutely. Hey, folks, again, I want to make sure that you understand what we're doing here out of love to the Lord concerning what it is that he's done for us. We're standing up and living for him who died for us. This is our opportunity, people. Gosh, I could almost, Lord, just be taken up in this thought by the Holy Ghost. This is our opportunity to prove the God of Israel, the God of the church, because we are the Israel of God. Folks, I'm not talking geographically of Rothschild's Israel. Not at all. I'm talking about the church, the Israel of God. What an opportunity that we have. My goodness, we should be thanking the Lord for where we're at right now. This is an opportunity for the few to stand up and be counted before heaven, before the cloud of witnesses, and actually responding to what the Lord said, because the Lord says that he's looking for those that he can show himself strong on their behalf. For those that haven't heard this, look at John 14:12, where Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. And then when you look at the end of John, the last chapter, at the very end of the last chapter, it said, had all the books been written concerning the miracles and the things that Jesus himself did, that all the books in the world couldn't even contain them. And yet he looks at us and he says, you're going to do greater works than I did. And we have the audacity to sit back and not respond. Oh, no, 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 no. No, folks, real Christians are being led. They are being led to do what it is. The Spirit of the Lord will not be straitened in these times. You will not hush him up. The Lord will not be left without witness. He has his faithful remnant out and about doing what it is that the mass majority do not want to take opportunity that the Lord has given unto us. But I want to say this. If he did it for the past generation, Hebrews 11:32, he promises to do the same thing for us, friends. The same thing. Read Psalm 27, verse 1, and you get a moment. Hey, folks, close your eyes to reason and open your eyes to faith. Because what the Lord says is, don't let what you see make you forget what I said. I want to say that again. Don't let what you see in this country today make you forget what I said. He gave the church power over all of the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. Hey, folks, we're going to get to it tomorrow. Thanks for all the calls. Totally love you guys with my heart. 1 John 3:18. And we again will talk to you in just 23. See ya.